Antitrust expert, FTC wrong to dismiss regulation of tech giants. By Alam Bokhari on November 16, 2018. Earlier this week, Republican Federal Trade Commissioner, FTC, Noah Phillips cast doubt on the idea of using antitrust law to tackle social media censorship. However, Professor Adam Kandub, an expert on communications law at the University of Michigan, argues that Phillips is incorrect. FTC Commissioner Phillips defended tech giants as part of the free press, implying that they are publishers. In a democracy, with a free press, we need to be very careful about using tools of law enforcement to address problems like that, Phillips told Politico on Tuesday. This represents a different problem for companies like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, because if they were publishers rather than neutral platforms, they would be legally responsible for every post made by their users. Adam Kandub, professor of law and director of the Intellectual Property, Information and Communications Law Program at the University of Michigan, says that Commissioner Phillips is wrong in his categorization of social media platforms. Prior to taking his position at the University of Michigan, Professor Kandub was attorney advisor for the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, in the Media Bureau. Social media platforms are the dominant communications platforms of our time, Professor Kandub told Breitbart News. From 19th-century telegraphs to space-age communications satellites, government has always played a role to ensure that highly concentrated communications industries provide access to all and do not tilt in one way or the other. I think it's a mistake, both as a legal and policy matter, to assert that government is weaponless when faced with threats to the free market of ideas. And that includes antitrust. Professor Kandub cited a Supreme Court case from 1945, in which the Associated Press lost an antitrust case which alleged that the organization had violated the Sherman Act by prohibiting member newspapers from selling or providing news to non-members, and by making it too difficult for non-members to join the AP. In its ruling, the Supreme Court wrote, "Freedom to publish means freedom for all and not for some. Freedom to publish is guaranteed by the Constitution, but freedom to combine to keep others from publishing is not." Associated Press v. United States, 326 U.S. 1, 20, 1945. Kandub said that social media platforms may also be engaged in false advertising. Twitter says it's an open forum dedicated to free speech, and then it kicks off conservatives. Can't talk the talk without walking the walk. He also pointed out that the FTC has the authority to regulate communications companies that unfairly discriminate against speakers. The rubber is hitting the road. The social media companies are becoming more arrogant in their insistence on their power to kick off users, as are other providers of basic online services like payment companies. Given the highly polarized climate we live in, it's only a matter of time until pressure is placed on hosting companies, registrars, and even registers. The private ownership of the internet infrastructure will be placed under intense political pressure, possibly destroying it as an open forum. It's a sort of test case of de Tocqueville's tyranny of the majority. That's why some sort of government regulation is essential. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter, gab.i, and add him on Facebook. Email tips and suggestions to alambokhari@protonmail.com.